We are working with communities in Montbello and Palmer City who don't feel confident in drinking their water and don't drink their water because they don't feel like it's safe. And a little bit of context, the Colorado People's Alliance launched a canvas back in the summer of 2016 in Montbello and Green Valley Ranch to talk to folks about the issue of fracking. But through that canvas, we were talking to folks about just environmental justice issues in general and heard from the majority of people we talked to in Montbello at their doors that folks do not have safe drinking water, that many people have gone to the hospital and been sick and doctors have told them not to drink their water, and I've heard similar things from Commerce City. And we know historically that there's been a lack of investment in the infrastructure in our cities, specifically in communities of color, and our elected officials in water districts and those in charge of our infrastructure are not accountable to our community members. And so for us and our membership, this is clearly a racial justice issue and our calling on more accountability and further community input in the way in which our development, our communities are developed and our infrastructure is improved.
So when you say that people there don't feel that their drinking water is safe, has it been tested? So is there any idea of knowing exactly what is in that water?
Yeah, so as a part of our water justice campaign, we are hosting the community meeting next Wednesday on May 31st to really hear from community members in Montbello and Commerce City around what their concerns are and how they feel about their water. A clear ask coming out of that meeting will be to ask Denver Water to test community members' water because it's not on community members or it's not their responsibility to ensure that they have safe drinking water. It's our city and municipalities and water districts. So we'll be calling on Denver Water at that time to test the water. And really, we're launching our campaign. And as a member-led racial justice organization, COPO is ensuring that this campaign is led by community, and the way in which our water will be tested will also be led, and there will be community oversight in that process. So that's kind of why we're beginning with the community meeting, to really hear from community members what they want that process to look like.
So Denver Water provides water. It's the largest water provider in the state, and it provides water for folks in Montbello and Commerce City, as well as for houses in very affluent parts of Denver. And so I suppose theoretically that's the same water, but the difference is very often the infrastructure. And so I know that the water hasn't been tested yet, but you are hearing from people in those areas that there is concern. What happened in Flint was that the infrastructure, the lead started leaching from the pipes due to the corrosive nature of the water coming in. So talk a little bit more about how people, and particularly communities of colour and low-income people, are often at risk when the infrastructure, whether it's water pipes or even lead paint in their homes, that they're often more exposed to these type of environmental issues.
Yeah, you're completely right. And just to clarify that really quickly before I answer your question, so Denver Water does provide all of the water for folks getting their water from Denver Water District. However, Commerce City gets a part of their water from Denver, but they are managed by a separate water district, just to kind of clarify by that. But you're very much right that most folks are getting the same water, so it's likely an infrastructure issue. And we know historically communities of color are first and most impacted by the majority of the issues that our organization works on. Specifically, that we're most, the communities of color are first and most impacted by climate change and the extraction and burning of fossil fuels, and then also environmental justice issues. That the Rocky Mountain Arsenal and Suncor's plants are neighboring and right in Commerce City in Montbello. And that's not by accident, and that's not right. And so to get to your point around the infrastructure piece, the ways in which districts in cities and municipalities choose to update their infrastructure isn't transparent, and specifically in Denver, there's not a clear process of where lead pipes are being updated and where they're not. And Flint, Michigan is a horrible example of that, but it's also happening throughout the country, that our country has a failing infrastructure, and we need a massive reinvestment in our country's infrastructure, specifically prioritizing communities of color's infrastructure. And that also includes job creation, right, including prioritizing job creation in communities who are most impacted by environmental justice issues. That's communities of color and working class communities, to give our communities good union jobs that also revitalize our community in a way that doesn't benefit corporations or the 1%, but really benefits and strengthens community control and power within our communities.
Well, I suppose to kind of connect it all then, what you're saying there is that, you know, what's really needed is investment in communities so people can have good paying jobs that can support families. Getting back to the infrastructure piece, outside of major water authorities like Denver Water or Commerce City and their infrastructure, the infrastructure of the homes where people can afford to live is often not the same for people in low-income areas and communities of color. And so maybe, you know, tie all of that together in terms of when people are living in these communities, they're often more vulnerable because very often they're renters and so maybe have less sway over the infrastructure of their homes themselves and also then the cost of upgrades to all of these places as well.
Yes, no, definitely. And I think that really kind of brings it all together, like you said. It's really the intersectionality of all of the issues that, like, as a progressive movement we work on, including economic, climate, immigrant, racial justice, and including, like, housing issues and development. And I think what we really need is a holistic just transition to a economy that is really led by communities most impacted by environmental justice issues in climate change to ensure that we're protecting our planet, but also protecting our people, including moving away from fossil fuels to a renewable energy economy that prioritizes job creation. And at the same time, I think the key piece of that for COPA and our members is increasing community control and accountability to ensure that development works for our communities. I think something we're seeing in Denver is a lot of new development, but community members who have lived here for a very long time in communities of color and immigrant communities are being left out of that conversation and continue to be pushed out of Denver. And so when there's infrastructure issues in historically communities of color, like, that's a clear racial justice issue. And at the same time, it doesn't stop with our elected officials and in our government. Corporations need to be held accountable, including large developers that continue to develop Denver and not provide affordable and community-led housing opportunities